fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here on Thursday, the 17th of November. The prep tip of the day is to consider getting a second stream of income. You might want to sell those dust collectors in your garage, your attic, your basement, on eBay or Facebook Marketplace, or maybe becoming a dealer for Amsoil like I am, or doTERRA Essential Oils, or even Life Advantage, an excellent line of healthcare and beauty products, all at my website at thelibertyman.com. We have our next caller, looks like Daniel in North Dakota. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, John. How are you today?
Good. What's on your mind, sir?
Oh, I just want to say I'm a longtime listener, and I'm a big fan of your show. And I just wanted to speak on independent social media platforms. I am one of those victims of Facebook who deactivated my account. Spent years building, you know, groups and pages and things like that. And just one day I woke up and my account was deactivated. And that inspired me, John, to create my own social media platform. I've created 2 of them. One is just like Facebook and one is just like YouTube. And I wanted to invite you to create an account and add a page there. And I would like to promote, I do promote RBN all the time. It's social1776.com, which is like Facebook. And then there's social1776TV, which is just like YouTube. And I just wanted to let you know that that's up and it's growing and it's you know, run by patriots and Christians. And I wanted to let you know that's what's happening.
Okay, well, I just put the social1776.com, right?
Yeah, and then social1776tv.com.
Website blocked due to fraud is what it says.
We strongly, of course it is.
We strongly recommend you do not continue.
Of course, yeah, but it keeps growing every single day.
Okay, I'll see. It looks like it says, do not block this site again for malware, so I'll go ahead and go there, and we'll see what comes up. It looks like there's a photograph of a gentleman with a telephone in his lap, and then there's a group of youngsters hugging each other, and so forth. You have to log in. Okay.
Absolutely.
Well, I'll check that out.
That's right, man. That'd be awesome if you join the site. I'll definitely promote your page and your website, man. I love your work, and I love what you're doing. I love that you're a patriot, and I've been following you for a long time, man. Just wanted to give you props for what you're doing, man. I know you're putting yourself out there, and there's people like me that appreciate what you do.
Well, thank you, Daniel. We appreciate it. I'll check this out, and we'll move forward from there. Appreciate it.
Awesome, man. I hope to see you there.
All right. Okay, thank you, Daniel. And next time you call, don't use a speakerphone, please. All right. The call number is 512-248-8252. This 14-year-old young lady at the Randolph Union High School up there in Vermont, she becomes the bad one. She gets suspended. This is... Are there adults in charge up there? That's what I wonder. Are there adults in charge at the Randolph Union High School? They had a community forum there where 300 people got together in the gymnasium and discussed this matter. Majority of the outrage was at the way the school handled the situation, not anger at this mentally ill young man who thinks he's a woman or a girl. People weren't angry at him. I noticed one article written by it looks like some kind of NPR affiliate up there, vermontpublic.org. I don't know if they are an NPR affiliate or not, but it certainly sounds like it. In their article they wrote, they kept referring to this young man as she. And as a young lady, what's wrong with this? This is a mentally ill boy who believes he's a girl. That's what this young man is. He's a mentally ill boy who believes he's a girl. If he was a mentally ill boy who believed he was Napoleon, would the newspaper, the Vermont Public, refer to him as His Highness? Would they? Would the school principal refer to this young man as Your Highness if the mentally ill young man thought he was Napoleon? It's the same logic, isn't it? I believe it is the same logic. What difference is there? Not much. Not much at all. Of course, Randolph Union High School is not the only high school. There's thousands of high schools in the United States. Many. Hundreds of high schools are experiencing similar situation. This one just happened to make the news, where mentally ill boys believe that they are girls. Mentally ill girls believe they're boys. Oh, you say they're not mentally ill? Oh, that's right. They cut that page out of the manual. I just happen to have one of them here at arm's length, the DSM-IV Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, the 4th edition. It's not in there. You go back to the 1st edition, it's definitely in there. I had a mental health professional, I think it was Ruthie Andrews, a psychological professional. She said they have committees to decide what is and what is not a mental disorder. And if you get on the wrong side of one of these committees, they will smash you. They will absolutely smash you into the ground, is what they'll do. And that's become reality. And they can make a mental disorder go away by a vote of the committee, like they did with this that's what they've done. They just cut it out of the manual. It's no longer a mental illness. Of course, it's still a mental illness. Clearly and obviously, it's a mental illness. It's not a standalone issue. We have similar issues throughout our society where decisions are being made that are just wrong on the face of it. Absolutely wrong. And when it comes to the military, I've talked about this for years, going back to my first show in St. Louis on AM radio. My very first show. The integration of women into the Corps, as opposed to where they have served with dignity and honor for decades in the Medical Corps, which is the only place women should be, in my opinion. Women cannot do the things that men do. They can't. And the world I grew up in, we treated women not only with respect, but we honored them and protected them from harm. Now, even barefoot peasant tribesmen in the Amazon jungle, they protect their women from harm. That's a basic human instinct, is to protect women from harm. It's been that way forever. We're making an exception now. We're making an exception. Oh, us Americans are different than all the human beings who lived before us the last tens of thousands of years. We're different. We're special. We can do things differently than all human beings have done for a millennium. Well, that's wrong. We can't. We won't. I've seen photographs of 15, 16 women who lost body parts, hands, arms, legs, feet, in these useless wars the past 20-something years in Iraq and Afghanistan, all smiling. I guess they're smiling because they're happy they're alive. I don't know. Happy to be alive despite losing part of their body, too. Landmines or whatever else it might have been. I know about war. I had my war, and I hope I never have to go through another one. Well, we went to war with Iraq because of the non-existent nuclear weapons. They didn't exist. Even if he had them, it's a big so what. Countries have nuclear weapons. That's what they do. If they can get them, they get them. Afghanistan, calling a country is basically a stretch. Once you leave the city limits of Kabul, you've basically gone back 1,000 years in history. So the equivalent of two school bus loads of Saudi Arabians were using Afghanistan as a safe haven, and we go to war with an entire country because of 100 jihadists. That's what we did, didn't we? Looking for Osama bin Laden. When he was finally killed, was he even hiding in a CIA-built fortress in the mountains of Afghanistan? No. He was in a villa, 2 football fields away from the main gate of the Pakistani equivalent of West Point. Not hiding in some remote mountain fortress built by the CIA, which is what we were told. Of course, he may have been years before that. Him and his 99 buddies from Saudi Arabia. We go to war with an entire country instead of just finding those 100 men and taking them out, arresting them, or killing them. We couldn't do that. The entire resources of, what do we have, 17 intelligence agencies? The entire Department of Defense couldn't find 100 men from Saudi Arabia hiding out in Afghanistan? That's what we're supposed to believe. I don't believe it. I don't believe it for a heartbeat. For a minute, for a moment. No, not at all. But that's where we are. We had Marines going to Afghanistan that weren't even born when the war began. 18-year-old Marines going to Afghanistan that were born a year or two after the war began. My war was the longest war in U.S. history prior to all this, 10 years. Just over 10 years. Well, here we are, ladies and gentlemen. The midterm elections are over. We have a lot of work to do. I'm not giving up. Question of Donald Trump is a big question. I'm not going to do what I did before. I was in full force for Donald Trump. Unless he comes clean on what happened with Operation Warp Speed, the make-believe COVID pandemic, these vaccines that are killing people, unless he comes clean about all that and how he was lied to, I hope, I believe, he must have been lied to. He believed people they shouldn't have believed. He trusted people he shouldn't have trusted. He advocated people get the vaccines. He instituted a policy to move forward and create vaccines in less than a year, which has never been done successfully, ever, and wasn't done in this case. To get my full-blown support, President Trump needs to come clean and all that. I believe that Tuesday night was the last opportunity, quite frankly. It may still happen, but he's had plenty of opportunities with all the speaking engagements he does. If he calls a press conference, people will show up. It's a really bad situation. I'm so disappointed in President Donald Trump. Our friend Sam Andrews, his parents knows Ron DeSantis personally. They say Ron is not mature enough, is too naive to take on this job as President of the United States. Well, we've had other presidents that were as well. How can you get ready for something like that? It's a tough place to be. Ron DeSantis, if he decides to run, will be a tough opponent. No doubt whatsoever. He's done wonderful things in the state of Florida. Florida has become a very desirable place to live, at least for a while, until the oceans come out of their basins. But then we don't know when that's, at least I don't know when it's going to be. Apparently, it's fairly common knowledge down there that the oceans will eventually engulf Florida. And that's a fact of life if you know what's going on down there. And apparently, many people do. We need to rebuild our society. The socialists, communists, Democrats, Muslims have infiltrated some of the most foundational parts of our society. The Boy Scouts have been taken over by these folks. They now let girls in. They now allow homosexual young men to be troop leaders. How wrong is that? I'm not sure what the Girl Scouts are doing, if they let boys in or not. I haven't really looked into it. If you know, give us a call at 512-248-8252. Women in the military. Young captain I worked with when I was in Special Forces, that would have been 1979 with the 12th Group. He had just graduated from West Point about 3 years before. I believe he graduated in 76. And 3 or 4 years before. And he was there when the very first female cadets showed up. And they did a nationwide search, the Department of Defense, the Army, to find the most athletic, most intelligent, most highly motivated young ladies they could find, 18-year-old young ladies, high school graduates. That's who they brought there. Not a single one of them, not a single one, could perform a minimum level physical fitness. Not a single one. Not a single one could handle the standard rifle, which is still the standard rifle, the M14, properly, without it being modified to turn it into a display piece that can no longer shoot by the armor at West Point. But everybody pretended as if that's okay. Here's our break. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
For the first time since its inception, RBN is offering a limited opportunity to you, the listener, to join our quest. You will be provided an effective platform on both internet and satellite broadcasting, and also gain the opportunity to both share your creativity with our producers and voice your message with thousands of patriots. Interested? Call 800-724-2719, extension 3, for details.
Tuesday is Election Day, so let's talk about American elections and democracy. I'm Peter Serafine. This week's Liberty Minute, brought to you by Dr. Zelenko's Z-Stack. Use code LIGHTHOUSE at ZStackLife.com to supercharge your immune system and support Freedom Hears Foundation. The U.S. Constitution set up our republic so that you and I, the citizens, only voted for our representatives in the House of Representatives. The president is elected by the Electoral College, and each state makes its own rules about how to award those electorates. It wasn't until 1824, 35 years after this process was established, before the first public vote for president was even recorded. The Senate was originally appointed by your state legislators. That changed in 1913 with the 17th Amendment. Senators are now elected by popular vote statewide, like some sort of glorified member of the House of Representatives. Why this basic history lesson? Because we the people need to remember how important our state house really is. It was your state house that called for and ratified the 17th Amendment. And it's been since the 17th Amendment that our federal government has grown out of control and inserted itself in every aspect of our lives. The state-appointed Senate used to protect states' rights and keep the federal government in check. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next week, Sinus Peshem, Parabellum.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand, live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by Liberator Rocket Heaters, having our first sale ever. And it's a dandy. 25% off. That's huge. $726.05 discount on a Liberator rocket heater and the pellet hoppers that go with them at my website at thelibertyman.com. The only stove we're aware of that burns both wood pellets and regular firewood. A wood-burning stove that has no smoke. Details at my website. We have the stoves in stock ready for immediate shipment at thelibertyman.com. You can place your order using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. That's 800-592-9543. Don't ask my order takers about the sale. They won't have a clue what you're talking about. I refund the sale price manually. You want to send me a check or money order? Be sure it's postmarked before midnight, 30th of November. That's 13 days away. Midnight, the 30th of November is the end of the sale. All right. I was anticipating that these wars would, Iraq and Afghanistan, would bring an end to women in the military. I was obviously wrong. Women moved into the Corps. the main body of the Army, Air Force, Navy, Marines, Coast Guard. I was wrong. I was hoping that would be the case when these young ladies started coming home in body bags, started coming home with parts of their body missing, that the American people would say, that's enough. No more of this. It didn't happen. It didn't happen. A friend of mine, he's a very liberal attorney. He says, John, you think women's lives have more value than men's? I said, well, not necessarily more value, but I believe they should be protected differently than men, with a greater level of protection than men. I believe that, which I think complies with Western thought for many centuries, as many centuries as we have records anyway, that women should be protected from harm, not intentionally placed in harm. People mention the Israeli military. When Israel came into existence, they had women in combat roles for that 1 year. They don't do that anymore. The women in the Israeli military are kept from harm, just like we should be doing, but we're not. And of course, all the transgender silliness is infiltrated the military as well. If Hillary had been president by July of that year, 2017, I guess it would have been, there could have been men in the U.S. military, all branches, wearing the uniform of the opposite sex. We already have that. This man dressed up in a woman's admiral uniform. And it's insane. We've become the laughing stock of all the militaries on the planet. That's what we've become. And of course, it weakens our the morale, the esprit de corps of all the men that are there. And it makes a hostile environment for alpha male warriors, which is what they really want. They don't want alpha male warriors. They really don't, or they wouldn't have these policies. I can't imagine having a female officer in special forces. There probably are some now. I can't imagine a female officer in the Marine Corps. I don't know if there are any or not. There shouldn't be, but there are probably. No, maybe I'm a dinosaur. I'm okay with that. I believe women should be protected. Women should be kept out of combat. General Wainwright wrote about what happened at Corregidor. He said they would not have surrendered if it wasn't for the 300-plus nurses they had. They were concerned about the safety and well-being of those nurses if they continued to fight in those tunnels that have been built there at Corregidor. That's why they surrendered. That is the reason. They weren't going to surrender to the Japanese. I don't believe the women were mistreated by the Japanese when they took them into custody. I don't know that one way or the other. I simply don't know. I hope they weren't. I haven't read or heard anything about that being the case. The men, on the other hand, were severely abused. I dated a young lady whose father was in the Bataan Death March. He was a Philippine gentleman who joined the U.S. Army at the end of World War II. And he was a drill instructor in basic training at Fort Bragg. Smart guy, tough guy, a really tough guy, serious alpha male warrior, and I treated his daughter with the utmost respect and dignity, of course. And I was glad to meet his acquaintance. Here's our bottom of the hour break. We'll be back with Tom Berryhill. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Woo! What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle, or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's SusannaSecret.com. SusannaSecret.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 17th of November. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. There's a lot there. Mike Lindell has a sale on his towels. I have these towels. They're beautiful, elegant towels that just are very efficient at drying you off. They look great hanging on the rack. On sale for $39.98. That sale is taking place right now. Right next to that, the Harvest-Rite freeze-dried equipment, commercial quality equipment. Yeah, it takes up some space. Yeah, there's some noise involved. I know people that set them up different places to deal with the size and the noise, sometimes in a kitchen, sometimes a garage, sometimes a basement. High-quality equipment that will last you for many years. And, of course, the first sale we've had on Liberator rocket heaters, in effect right now, 25% off Liberator rocket heaters and the pellet hoppers that go with them. The sale price on a stove and a hopper is a savings of $726.05. It's a massive savings. First sale we've ever had. We've got the stoves all crated up and ready for immediate shipment if you place your order today. And you can do that at my website with PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. Send me a check. Be sure it's postmarked before midnight the 30th of this month. If you call my toll-free order line, my order takers won't have a clue what you're talking about. They don't know about the sale. Just go ahead and place your order, and I'll take care of it. I refund the sale price manually. The toll-free order line for my order takers is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We have patient Wayne Agrino, my friend Tom Berryhill. Tom is the manufacturer of the Energy Cleaner. We'll be talking about the trials and tribulations of getting computer chips, among other things. Good morning, Tom.
Hi, John. Good morning.
Well, sir, we have energy cleaners in the process of being manufactured right now, don't we, sir?
Yes, sir. I'll have them for you on the weekend.
Okay, sounds good. Well, the orders keep coming in, and I keep shipping them out. I've got one going to Canada that needs to be packaged up. That'll probably happen Monday. And give us an update on what it's like to be the challenges trying to get your hands on computer chips.
Well, it's actually gotten a little better. I got a few extras this last time, but I get them straight from Taiwan now. There's no availability in North America at the distributors that I've checked with for the chips that I use. So I've been able to find them, but I've had to really dig deep to find them. And the price has gone up quite a bit on the chips. We're still holding the same price on the energy cleaner as long as we can. So it's we're keeping up with the demand, John, barely, but we're doing it.
All right. Well, we'd like to give a disclaimer early in the show, so let's go ahead and do that, please.
Okay. We are not doctors or medical professionals. We don't diagnose, treat, or cure any illness or disease. If you have a medical condition requiring treatment, you should utilize the services of a medical doctor, chiropractor, or other competent practitioner.
All right. Well, Tom, I recently heard from Diane Zerger. She was on with us every week for more than a year. She's still buying energy cleaners. I'd have to look up records. I think at this point, maybe 14 or 16 energy cleaners and mattress pads. Her stated goal was to save the world one energy cleaner at a time. And Diane, if you're listening, God bless you, my dear. Due to the way I do my shipping, I use stamps.com to print out the shipping labels. I notice very quickly that if somebody has made a previous order, because it pops up real quick. So if I put Tom Berryhill in there for shipping, and you've bought an energy cleaner before, it pops up as you being a previous customer. And that's about half my business, Tom, is selling energy cleaners and mattress pads to people who already got energy cleaners. It doesn't surprise you at all, though, probably, does it?
No, it doesn't, because I heard back from many people over the years that I heard recently, just the other day, John, I heard from a gentleman that purchased a machine in 2001. That goes way back. Now, that was one of the very early models. He said it works great, but he needs another one. So, yeah, they keep working, and he was surprised it was still working. I said, as long as you keep changing the batteries on an annual basis. He said, well, he did have some leakage in there one time, but he cleaned it out and it still works. He's happy about that. And I told him if need be, we can rebuild any of the units all the way back to day one, but it's working. So he's fine. He just needed another one to make sure they were still being made and all the particulars on that. So that was an interesting conversation. So they're out there, and they've been out there for many years, John, and you've shipped them all over the planet. I've exported quite a few myself. Most of the sales are U.S. and Canada, but they're out there, and we get some feedback occasionally. Usually people don't contact us. Once they get healed up, they get rid of their pain issues, arthritic problems. They get back out and live their life, and the last thing they think about is telling any of us to ship these units out.
That's very true.
Anything about it. We hear from them when they want to get another unit as a gift for somebody or an extra one that they need, maybe for their car. And then also we hear from their friends, family, and neighbors that have seen the improvements in their health, and they want to get the same thing. So that's how we hear about them.
That's right. Well, I like to give a summary each week of what the energy cleaner is and what it's not. First of all, it is not a TENS unit. Second of all, it is not a Rife frequency generator. Entirely different technology. Energy cleaner is an electronic healing device powered by 9D as in Delta, 9D cell batteries, no on-off switch, no gauges, no dials, about the size of a cigar box. And this, it puts out what's called an electrostatic signal. That electrostatic signal goes to every cell in your body, flushing toxins out, bringing fresh nutrition. We focus on two things publicly. That would be pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep, both of which are critical for overall health, aren't they, Tom?
Yes, sir, they really are.
Now, for several years, I think this may be the fourth year I've been offering mattress pads for sale. I've lost track of that. It doesn't matter. I buy very high quality heated mattress pads, and I reconfigure them to be compliable with the energy cleaner. And all you do is put the batteries in the energy cleaner, plug in the mattress pad, and sleep on it. It couldn't be easier, could it, Tom?
No, it's that simple. Just plug it in. You can slide the energy cleaner under the bed and have that mattress pad on the bed, and the healing energy helps you when you're sleeping. You don't have to even think about it. There's no on-off switch. It just runs 24/7, 365. Change of batteries once a year. Your operating cost is just around $1 per month if you average it out for the 9 batteries that are installed in the unit, and you only need to worry about it once a year. It's that simple.
It is simple as a brick, as we say. Yes, energy cleaner has no on-off switch, no gauges, no dials. Simply one place to plug in one wire, which ideally would go to one of the mattress pads I offer for sale. And we now have the Micro Plus throws. If you already have an energy cleaner, you really need a Micro Plus throw for the following reason. You can not only use it on your bed, but you can use it on your recliner, on your work chair, at your workstation, and on your car seat. It gives you a lot of flexibility to make more and better use of the energy cleaner, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. And using one of these in your car, if you travel great distances, do a lot of driving, will really help you stay refreshed and alert. It's just an amazing application for this type of technology. Many of the over-the-road truck drivers I have heard back from over the years have just raved about how much it's helped them. And then they get a little bit worked up about those logging requirements and mandatory. Well, they don't like the logs anyway. But a lot of it's automatic now, John. But one guy was saying they just push a few buttons, everything's automatic, sends it back to headquarters and all that. And he says he feels like he's a dog on a leash, but that's the way the industry works now. But he said the mandatory breaks that they have to take, he says, I could keep driving using this energy cleaner. He says, I could go 12, 14 hours easy without ever having to stop. So, but they can't legally do that. So, but it does help quite a bit.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely wrong. This is the time here next month or so. People start getting the seed catalogs in the mail, don't they?
Yeah, they do. And that's another application for the energy cleaner, is to use it in a garden plot, in a greenhouse. You just simply need to distribute that energy field over the plants or under the plants. Either way, works fine. If it's in a garden plot, you'd have to suspend a chicken wire grid over the tops of the plants, clip the energy cleaner onto it, keep it out of direct sunlight. You can put it in a plastic container. I've had people set it on the ground and put a plastic bucket over the top of it. That's good enough. And it works around the clock and energizes those plants, and you will get a much higher volume of produce out of that garden plot. It's just amazing.
It would be amazing. It would absolutely be amazing. Well, one of the big exceptions to not communicating with us is Steve Whitman. Steve was recovering from a construction injury using an energy cleaner. And he was fully recovered, and he was operating a backhoe when he was shot three times with a .45 caliber pistol, twice in the chest, through and through wounds, once in the right hand. And he had a miraculous recovery. When he visited the surgeon, I think it was 4 weeks after being shot, he didn't have those yellow and blue streaks all over his torso, which is a typical outcome from being shot. It was all healed up, and normal flesh was there instead of the gross discoloration from that kind of trauma. And he wrote a book about it, Winning Life's Lottery. The second edition has some details, a couple of chapters that weren't in the first one. And I mentioned, and I'm giving credit for saving myself, and the Inchiquin are giving credit for saving his life that day when he was shot the third time. This all happened in less than 2 seconds. He rotated and jumped off the backhoe to save himself from being shot, a fourth and final kill shot. At that point, the criminal committed suicide. And that was the end of that, and that was the beginning of Steve's quest to stay alive. It was a small miracle. Everything had to be in place for that to happen, you know, because of the distances and everything involved in it, Tom.
Yeah, that's very true. I remember Steve telling that story several times, but the first time I heard it was just amazing. And, of course, I had a similar incident, John, with when Steve went back for his follow-up. They called in everybody on staff on that floor of the hospital to check him out. They couldn't believe how fast he was healing. In fact, I remember Steve saying he was healing too fast, and they had to open the wound a little bit to let some drainage out. Gunshot wound has to heal from the inside out. He actually was healing way too fast due to the energy cleaner. So that happens. Sometimes you have to heal a little slower, so you might not be able to use it as much as you want. We had a similar thing with a woman up near Kansas City, and she had a tumor in her throat. And what they wanted to do to her, was just terrible. She would be very disfigured. They wanted to remove her lower jaw and stitch her mouth shut and install a feeding tube in her throat. And that's the way she'd be the rest of her life. But she used an energy cleaner, and that problem she had just dried up and went away in about 2 or 3 weeks. I don't remember exactly. It didn't take very long. We don't always talk about these types of things, but I'll say that. And that lady was supposed to be dead a long, long time ago, about 10 years ago. She should have been long gone, but she's still with us and doing just fine.
Yep, absolutely. Well, the engine clearance for sale at my website, only $285, shipping included to American zip codes. The mattress pad is varying in price depending on what you need. And the Micro Plus throw is $75, shipping included to American zip codes. Details at my website at thelibertyman.com. You can place your order right there. You don't need to go anywhere else. And we also have a toll-free hour line. It's 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Tom, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. It doesn't involve you. You're the manufacturer. This is from me directly, from myself to my customers, a 90-day money-back guarantee. That's more than long enough to figure out if this thing's going to work for you, isn't it, Tom?
That's true, John. It doesn't take long to figure out if this is helping you or not. So 90 days is more than fair.
Well, we have a lot going on here. People need optimal health in normal times, and in the hard times we may be facing, optimal health may be a matter of life and death, couldn't it?
I think everybody should be paying attention to this. Get your gardens planted, set up your greenhouses. I'm in the process of doing some of that myself, and be able to produce some of your own food. It would be very important. Get out of the big cities if you can. Get out to rural areas as soon as you can. The real estate stabilized a little bit around here, John, but boy, if something went on the market, it was sold in one day. And there's a little bit more to choose from now, but it's still going fast. And the prices are up, but they've stabilized. And it's time to get out of these cities. That's where the trouble's going to be. And I wouldn't want to be in a major metro area if we have a big problem. It could very well happen.
Absolutely. Well, we'll encourage people to get their energy cleaner now while they can, get their greenhouse now while they can, get that energy cleaner set up in the greenhouse to maximize the growth of fruits and vegetables. A lot to do, a lot to be taken care of, isn't there?
Yes, there is. And, you know, it's not real expensive to purchase a do-it-yourself, put-it-together-yourself type of greenhouse, a relatively small one. That, along with the energy cleaner, will amplify the output of that small space. So there you go.
Here's our last break. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Fix bayonet. Nicole Colgren, wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we're back, Mr. John. We're back. Well, we've had people who raise ornamental flowers and engage in competition, asking us not to talk about their
secret. That's true, Jack. That's true. Yes, there was a gentleman and his wife here in Missouri that they raise flowers. They've grown some beautiful flowers in a greenhouse, and they enter competitions, and they use an energy cleaner. And he asked me if I would just not mention that anymore. And I said, well, it's kind of hard to do because people are interested in this. And you know, we talk about it anyway, but he wishes that it wouldn't be discussed. He's in it for the competition. Yeah, well, they win awards and cash prizes and things for these roses and various flowers that they grow. I don't know all the different types, but I've seen some of the roses. They're beautiful. So that's how they're doing it.
I had no idea that was even possible to win cash prizes for growing flowers, but I guess people do that.
He gets contracts with various florists to supply them with the flowers as well. So there's money there too. So you could make that a business. Yeah.
That won't be something I'll be doing, but maybe we may have listeners that want to start a business growing fruits, vegetables, ornamental flowers for a living. Why not? And get a superior product, get a superior price for them, don't you?
That's true. And, John, my plans are the hydroponic greenhouse and then eventually upgrade it to an aquaponic and have tilapia fish growing as well as the plants and for my own needs and maybe to sell some of it to a local farmer's market. I'm really considering that as a business venture, just on a very small scale.
Right. Well, it might just work out. I'll keep posting how that works. Well, Tom, and tomorrow morning we'll have you back to talk about emergency survival communications and ham radio, won't we, sir?
We'll be all set to go, John, 7 a.m. Yep. Central Time.
More important than ever. Well, thank you very much, and thank you for being with us, and we'll look forward to talking to you tomorrow morning, Tom.
Okay, John, thank you.
Okay. I'm so glad that Deputy Hendricks survived his triple bypass surgery Monday. Hopefully he'll be back with us next week. And once again, the very first sale ever on the Liberated Rocket Heaters is in effect right now. 25% off the Liberated Rocket Heaters and the Pellet Hoppers. That's a savings of $726.05. That's a nice chunk of change there. It really is. And you can have sales in effect right now until the 30th of November at my website at thelibertyman.com. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy, cleaning, essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever get your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless my wonderful state of Missouri, the beautiful large state of Texas, and God bless the United States of America.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.